हाँ, डिक्टेशन फॉर एलन स्मिथ, ALLANSMITH, डेट ऑफ सर्विस 2/28/2023, डेट ऑफ ऑटोमोबाइल एक्सीडेंट 8/12/2022, डेट ऑफ बर्थ 8/18/1961. Mr. Alan Smith is here for a follow-up evaluation for his injuries that he received as a result of being involved in an accident. He was a restrained driver, and he was T-boned on the driver's side, resulting in damage to the front end fender and driver's side fender, broken axle, and he started having pain in the left side of the neck, left shoulder, and lower back, along with this pain in the right hip, right knee, right ankle, and big toe also got painful. There was some shooting pain to the right posterior part of the leg, including buttocks and all the way to the ankle and foot. And that represents as numbness and tingling. And he has a pain in the right, in the shoulder, almost to the tune of 9. And he's only able to lift his arm in a bit of 110 degrees. He can walk around a block nowadays, but he has a lot of pain using cane to walk with. He can sit, stand, and for half an hour, sleep is affected. The pain level is usually around, the pain is around 10 most of the time, and is not improving despite all the physical therapy and chiropractic treatment that he has so far obtained. Although with the medication, he reports 100% relief. And in the ADL, he reports general activity, mood, and walking ability are affected 8. And in the system review, positive symptoms in neurology, psych patient reports difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, lack of concentration. In the pain and numbness, patient reports neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, numbness, lower back pain, knee pain, and difficulty walking. The rest of the systems are negative. And his pain today, he reports in the last 30 days, has worsened and has not improved. No other changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss are reported. No other trauma. Current pain medication remains Tylenol with codeine. And substance abuse, patient reports no substance abuse. In the compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals the following. The blood pressure is 145/101, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the physical examination comes from previous visit of 1/11/2023. The dictation number is 0117-002 for the data service 1/11/2023. Diagnosis also remains the same. The plan is as follows. The patient has reported his mood is bad and he's depressed and angry, panic, as well as he has not been sleeping good. The patient has been advised to continue therapy for neck and the lower back and the shoulder, left shoulder, and the knee, bilateral sacroiliac joint, 2 times a week with traction and massage. He's been advised to do yoga and home exercises, chiropractic treatment, acupuncture. Heat treatment has been discussed. Infrared heat and laser treatment also has been advised to him. He'll remain disabled for work and housework, replacement services, transportation, case management because of his request. And he will continue on naproxen, 500 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory. Trazodone was provided, 75 milligram at night, 30 tablets for sleep. Tylenol codeine PRN was provided on the last visit, and that's only for severe pain. MRI was discussed in detail with the patient. The patient already had a surgery at L4, L5, laminectomy. He has a bulging disc mostly all over from L1, L2 to L5S1. Patient was advised about the option B for epidural injections for the lumbar region, 4 to 5. And if relief comes, then a few more injections as well as into the cervical spine. The patient was not able to come forward. He missed several appointments for epidural injections, and he's now more amenable to go for the procedure. If he shows up, we will provide him the injection and help him out. He does have a constant numbness and tingling in the posterior part of the left leg that has been bothering him for a while. On the right leg, I'm sorry. The numbness and tingling is shooting down to the right leg posteriorly. So, end of dictation. Thank you.